She is.
Okay, we're ready to resume, and we will start with public forum. And we are going to, everyone will have 3 minutes each, and let me just say that I see that we have a lot of people from Los Osos and a lot of individuals that the board is familiar with that have been involved with commenting on the current and past enforcement items going on in Los Osos. The public forum part of our agenda is meant to allow public comment on things not on the agenda and not involving any current enforcement items. So I see here Mr. Dugan wants to talk about the NOV notice. That's fine. That doesn't involve any current enforcement items, and anyone who wants to talk about the NOV letter that the prosecution team sent out, we don't have any issues with that. We don't want to hear any discussion about any of the current enforcement actions that are before the board. And I don't know, Ms. Okun, do you want to maybe sit in the audience through this, or I mean, I'll kind of leave it up to you. I see most of these people are from Los Osos, so.
Yes, this isn't an action item, but if you could group all the Los Osos items together, well, just to eliminate any appearance of bias, I'll sit in the audience.
Okay, how about, well, Los Osos resident. No, Jack McCurdy, and I know this. Mr. Bishop, it says building permits. Is that building permits in Los Osos?
Yes.
Okay, that would be okay. Let's see, David Nelson, that would be the power plant stuff. Ms. Renshaw, Pat, is this involving the NOV letter? Okay. Mr. Alibi, Mr. Swanson, Jerry Walsh, also the NOV letter, and okay. And, of course, Mr. Margetson. Why don't we then start with these three others?
Well, the building permits issue.
You think so? Okay. All right, then let's have Mr. Nelson and then Mr. McCurdy. Either one. However you want to do it. You've each got 3 minutes. You can do a tag team.
My name is Jack McCurdy. I'm co-president of the Coastal Alliance on Plan Expansion. Mr. Chairman, I might ask your indulgence if I run over just slightly. I did have credits from foregoing my time 2 years ago in Salinas, very late in Friday afternoon, and you were very happy with that. I don't think I will, but just wanted to mention that. My subject is the Second Circuit Federal Court decision issued on January 25th as relating to existing power plants. As a result, real and clearly defined BTA is now mandated without any question or reservation. It dispels any doubts about the legal responsibility to prevent destruction of marine life from power plant cooling. Copies of a letter and legal interpretation of the decision prepared by a statewide coalition of environmental groups and presented to the state board last Tuesday is for your use and reading. CAPE signed the letter. It lays out in detail what we believe the regulatory agencies must do and should do in light of the decision. First and foremost, the decision prohibits the use of sea, estuary, bay, or tidelands water for cooling power plants, new or existing. The Clean Water Act requires nothing less than best technology available, quote, for minimizing adverse environmental impact. All plants are required to use BTA, quote, from the decision, 316B applies to existing facilities, end quote. Restoration measures may not be used in considering power plant cooling methods to meet the BTA standard. Riverkeeper 1, foreclosed restoration as a mitigation. because they do not minimize these impacts in the first place, end quote. Cost-benefit analysis in determining whether costs of approved cooling methods are acceptable is now prohibited. Cost of BTA may be considered, but only to choose among possible BTAs, not to forego BTA. As long as performance does not essentially differ from best performing technology, cost can be used. Cost, quote, cost is a lesser, more ancillary consideration in determining what technology should be required, but not as a primary consideration. Cost cannot be used as a primary consideration. Quote, Section 316B expressly requires a technology-driven result. It is technology forcing. That's a quote. Not one driven by cost. In setting a BTA, the pilot plant, which acts as a beacon to show what is possible, is the standard to be met. The industry must be able to reasonably bear the cost of a BTA, but only in choosing among available BTAs, not whether BTA is required. A BTA that cannot be reasonably borne by the industry is not available in any meaningful sense. That's a quote from the decision. By the same token, we believe, if it is being borne, that is, if it is in use or planned for use, it can be reasonably borne. Dry cooling for a new Morro Bay power plant under this standard can be reasonably borne because it is being installed at Otay Mesa, it is being planned at PG&E at its proposed Humboldt plant replacement, it has been agreed to at the El Segundo plant.
Mr. McCurdy, could you wrap it up, please?
I'll wrap it up. And at the Chula Vista plant. Just one last thing. We believe there is no room in the decision for a 15% operational exception, and we will have more to say on that later. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Nelson.
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to say, as a member of the public, that I'm a little disappointed that I had to sit here for 4.5 hours to get my 3 minutes. I believe public forum should be right after you are seated and you maybe review your minutes, but that's when public forum should happen. That way we know that I'm here at 9:30 for public forum and it's over. Unless if you want to discourage public comment, this is the place to have it. And
the agenda, Mr. Nelson, does say this item will
after
be
11 o'clock.
After 11 a.m.
I was
yeah.
here at 10:45 yeah. for public comment.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's just not right that you let public sit around for 4 hours. That's all. And I think it should be in the beginning. Sorry to waste my time on that. The other reason I'm here, again, for a Christmas present, the staff sent us out a draft permit for the existing power plant at Morro Bay. And we had 30 days to comment on it, December 21st, which I found a little bit outrageous. The problem with this permit was it's doing business the same old way, approving a 666 million gallon a day permit for a dinosaur plant that has proven to have significant impacts on our marine life was outrageous. The permit after the Second Circuit Court was pulled, rightfully so, and for you know, otherwise we'd be standing here, we'd have our 20 minutes to argue why the permit wasn't good. I hope that this staff would recognize why this happened. The Second Circuit Court didn't make this stuff up. You know, we're at the crossroads of industry now. It's up to you to push industry to do better, not to go back and say, well, how can we accommodate you? And that's what this permit did, was how can we accommodate you? 15% was used in this permit to say, in your best professional judgment, that, well, the plant's only running 15%, so there's not a problem. Well, and from the way I see it, is that Dr. Raimondi says that the highest productivity in my estuary is between April and September. The highest running time on this power plant is June and July, which is the peak season mating in our estuary. This is when all the breeding is going on, and this is the only time they're going to run this plant as a peaker, Therefore, you're going to give them a permit to let them use their 666 million gallons a day during the highest spawning season of the year, just because they're only going to do it in that period. I hope that you can see why a 15% was struck down, as I read it in that decision, because it's ludicrous to let them run it during the highest part of the season. And if you tell them, no, you can't have this permit, what are they going to do? They're going to shut the plant down. Who cares? We should be using that $800 million that they're talking about using to put a new generating plant there for solar and wind, which California should be the leader. I'm embarrassed that Germany and England are leaders in solar when California should be the leader. And we're not going to be a leader as long as commissioners like you allow this to go on, to let corporations tell you, gee, there's no other way. Well, you got to tell them there's another way. I mean, the other ways are out there. I mean, dry cooling is used all over the world. Yet, during all these hearings, dry cooling was set aside by your staff as not a feasible thing, which to me is mind-boggling. So the Second Circuit Court says get on with it, and I ask you to deny any permit for this old power plant based on the destruction to the marine life. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Ms. Hogan, we're going to start with these other cards. Mr. Dugan, followed by Mr. Payne, and then George Taylor.
Dave Dugan of the Estero Bay Community News. This is kind of new to me, but I'm going to ask some questions and hopefully they'll get answered. On these notice of violations, were they all sent out registered letters to the individuals, or were they sent regular mail?
Mr. Dugan, the letters were sent out by the prosecution team, so the members of the board that are sitting up here and Mr. Thomas were not involved in that. So you'll have to direct your questions to Mr. Packard.
Okay.
I don't know.
To your knowledge, when a notice of violations is sent out, is it not supposed to be sent registered letter?
You've got time to go ahead and make comments, and you can talk all about this, but if you're going to stand there and ask the board questions about something it's not directly involved in, you're going to be wasting your time.
Sure. Okay, well, I'll just get down to the crux of it. Since individuals and this board as a whole at the Los Osos ACL hearing advocated that the prosecution team bring individual enforcement actions, is it still the contention of this board that the prosecution team bring individual enforcement actions to the whole or all of the residents of the Prohibition Zone? And that's my final question.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Dugan.
You can't answer that?
I'm not going to answer any questions during public forum. Mr. Payne.
Sorry, I didn't think it was over yet. First off, welcome to the board. I don't get your name there. Hodgen? Hodgen? As you can see, you're going to have a lot of fun here. And remember specificity. I just learned that word a few days ago. This is a great place to get an education, which I don't know if I can talk about education. That was something that was talked about on the SWAMP program.
Mr. Payne, you have 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
I'm done with that? Oh, gee, I wasted a lot of time welcoming you. Anyway... education, septic tank system owner's manual. This is like $17, and you can order it right from the printer. And it, among other things, it tells you that a septic tank is a lot more than a sediment tank, which if you look up in Webster, it also says it's a processes by septic, which is putrefaction with microbes. Where is it here? I got it here. Oh, there's pictures of those pathogens that you were worried about. Secondary or tertiary treatment. In most wastewater texts, the tank is considered to provide primary treatment. Also, it's the most energy efficient primary treatment for residential wastewater. The drain field provides secondary treatment. And engineer Randy May believes that it actually the biomat provides secondary treatment. And the soil, especially if it's highly permeable, which should be decided how permeable it is with a percolation test before you ever get a permit to put one of those things in the water. I understand from some of the builders that the hole to put the septic tank in was full of water before they put the tank in it. Some of them, they filled the tank with water, it still wouldn't sink because it was a plastic tank. They had to put rocks in it to sink it. Now, I don't think that would pass a percolation test that I ever saw. I've actually completed a few of those. Anyway, the soil regime is tertiary treatment. That's a hard word to pronounce. Tertiary isn't sounded like it's spelled. And if you got 20 foot of very permeable sand, which we have in Los Osos on an average, you have tertiary treated water by the time it gets to the groundwater. And that was proven with Black and Veatch, who found 6 foot under, the nitrate concentration was less than the nitrate concentration in the water beneath it. See, that's educational. Another thing I found educational is this little book here. Well, I almost got a legal degree out of this thing. It's got a lot of fun words like damages, and where did I write all of those down? Anyway, I'm running out of time. So false evidence and fraud, and there's all kinds of fun words in this book here that I've learned on account of getting a CDO. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Payne. George Taylor, Pat Renshaw, then Chris Allaby.
George Taylor, Los Osos property owner. Your latest round of notices of violation have caused reactions in Los Osos that I am sure that you did not thoroughly calculate or contemplate. Your intent, I am sure, was to scare the Prohibition Zone property owners. But instead of just scaring them, it has infuriated them. If you intended to intimidate them into voting yes on a 218 assessment vote, it has had the exactly opposite effect. Even some that supported you turned. This board and staff are utterly below our contempt, to a depth that you would not believe. You have really shot yourselves in both feet. I thank you for issuing these notices at this time. It has even given opposition that you did not intend. The notice itself would deserve a grade D in composition. For example, you don't give a clue as to what you mean by standard maintenance. This is what I think of your notice. I'll give it to Mr. Thomas so he can recycle it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Taylor. Pat Renshaw.
Pat Renshaw, Los Osos. I didn't know we couldn't ask questions, so I'm just going to go ahead and read my questions, and just so you'll know what is on my mind. I just wanted to know, what effect does the notification of the violation have on my property? Like, if I wanted to sell it, or, you know, is that going to be something that a real estate agent is going to have to disclose? Am I going to be able to sell it? Let's see, did the Water Board discuss this with the county before issuing these? I'm not sure if the county and the Water Board talked to each other. I hope they do, but that was one of my questions. And how come they're issued now and not after the project was finished? It seems like there's a lot of references to when it's done, and I was just wondering if this is going to go onto a lien on my property. I would rather have this come after the plant is finished, because we have no idea when or the plant is going to be finished. And then it stated that the AB 2701, that the plan had begun. And I have not heard anything about the plan beginning, and I pay pretty close attention. So I want to know if there is a project that's being looked at, and which one is it, and can we get details on that? And the special tax that you talked about is at the 218 vote. And will the community know ahead of time what we're voting for? It seems like they're asking us to do this special tax, but they're not telling us what it's for, what plant we're actually going to have. I'd like to know what we're going to be paying for before we decide on if we're going to pay for it or not, and how much it's going to be. It seems to me that the CDOs that they're talking about are geared towards corporations or large entities that are polluting and not really individual mom-and-pop homeowners. And just the last comment, with all this brilliant education and minds in this room, I think we should be able to figure out a way to make the county and the Water Board and the citizens of Los Osos all happy.
Well, thank you for your comments. Let me just say a few things. You'd hope after 30 years that maybe that could take place. I would agree with that. Let me explain again. The board itself has been separated off from the prosecution staff that have been involved in the enforcement of the Basin Plan prohibition in Los Osos. So the people that are sitting up here didn't have anything to do with drafting or sending out the letter that you're speaking of.
I understood that when you said it, but I had already written my question.
Okay.
So
Does it make sense now? So if you want to get any questions answered, you could talk to Harvey Packard and his staff.
Yes.
They're the ones that sent it out, and you can ask them anything you want about it.
Okay.
In terms of your concern about what effect this may or may not have on your property, I think you should talk to a lawyer about that.
I can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah, well, the board isn't going to give anybody legal advice on something like that.
Somebody thought about it beforehand, right? I mean, you have lawyers.
Notices of violation are an enforcement tool that the staff sends out on some frequency throughout the region, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is used.
Is it for individual homeowners?
It's for any type of discharger. It can be an individual, it can be a corporation. There really is no distinction.
Mm. Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Allaby, followed by Mr. Swanson.
Okay, Chris Allaby, Los Osos, CDO number 19. Okay, I've got questions, so I'll rephrase in the statements. Okay, well, the notice of violations are mailed out. Yet another negative notice from the regional board warning us of violations we can do nothing about and threatening further enforcement that we can do even less about. About now is when Section 13301.1 of the Water Code, I would expect to kick in, that requires the regional water board to assist the any CDO holders with with help in settling their case and in obtaining grants and grants and other funds. I don't know why my home is being held hostage for acts the county may or may not commit. There seems to be no cooperation between the county, LOSD, and the board. I haven't seen any board members coming to speak in Los Osos. The county permitted all these problems in the first place. They should kick in on the solution. I've had a difficult time. I've been trying to find out what experience the county has in building a retroactive sewer where the infrastructure is already in, and I've received nothing back on that yet. They're going to have milestones to meet in this sewer operation, and excuse me, I would think that the amount of experience they've had would be very important. One thing completely off subject here, we're getting some great big bill notifications from Golden State Water about our water bills going up 57% or something. I'm wondering if we can have a some sort of a meeting with the water company and their executives, and we'll have a little talk about this in Los Osos. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Allaby. Keith Swanson, followed by Jerry Walsh, and then Richard Margetson.
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. First of all, I'd like to... I'm glad that you've recognized that Ms. Oaken is a conflict and has been for a long time. I'd also like to have you take out your calculators and take 2007 minus 1988, which is really the saga started then, is when the prohibition began. Also, to bring to your attention that on March 27th, Board of Supervisors is going to be hearing a certification for Level 3 water severity in Los Osos. I believe that this board and the actions of this board through 8312 and 8313 in 1988, allowing 1,100 homes to be built and adding consumption of 374 acre-feet a year, which were in a 600 acre-feet a year deficit, contributed to the problem in Los Osos and also to discharge. I just question this letter that was sent to us as to why I'm being penalized. I've only lived in Los Osos for 6 years. And if this saga has been going on for 30 years, why am I being penalized for this? And the issue is cost. Just like if you buy a home or if you buy a car, you have to come up with a debt ratio. What if the project is $400 million? Are we going to be forced to pay for that? And I believe we shouldn't. I believe that this board and this agency has forced an unfunded mandate on Los Osos, and you wonder why we haven't built a sewer? Because $200 a month does not work. No public works project should have this type of impact to displace people in Los Osos, and that's the issue. I wish you guys would understand that. It's not that we don't want a wastewater project. We do. We want to take care of all of the problems that we have. But when I have to pay $200 a month, and some people that cannot afford $200 a month or $300 a month are banning about $200 million for a sewer project, what if it's $400 million? Are you going to still issue a CDO to each individual property owner because we can't afford to hook up? Why are we put in this position? You guys should be talking to the state, to the federal government, not an SRF loan. Pay for it 100%. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Swanson. Jerry Walsh and then Richard Margetson.
Jerry Walsh, I am from Los Osos. I received a letter from the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, the heading up here. I thought it was from this board that I received it, since the heading is
Who signed the paper?
Signed it, prosecution team lead, but it is addressed from the Water Quality Control Board.
Right.
So it's very confusing to people when you disconnect from your prosecution team. I had a lot of questions about this, and I wondered if you could ask Mr. Packard, since you can't answer them. If you address this letter to all of the occupants of Los Osos, if it went to the address, did you track down also the owner of that address? Did you send separate letters to the owner? It isn't a certified letter, but it's made to look very official. And there's so many ifs in the letter. If the water board were to, if the county wastewater project, if the county builds a septic system, I mean, it's a sewer system. It just doesn't seem that this is an official letter. Again, I had questions, if you could ask Mr. Packard. Who are the several parties who have expressed concern that this process is too slow? And what other forms of enforcement are you exploring? I mean, if they're going to be put in a letter, we should be able to find out these things and know these things. I think, really, it's a great scare technique. I can just see the headlines now. Regional Water Quality Control Board guilty of electioneering, trying to influence the Prop 218 vote. I voted for the first assessment, but I'm not going to vote for this next assessment if this is the bullying technique. Thank you.
Ms. Walsh, when you got the letter, what day was it?
It's dated March 21st, but I got it yesterday.
Okay. Did you happen to give Mr. Packard a call?
No, because you are the Regional Water Quality Control Board.
I just want to know whether you called the person who wrote the letter.
No, because I call the direct source. The Regional Water Quality Control Board heading sent this letter out.
What you should do is call Mr. Packard.
Well, could you ask him for me the answers to these questions?
He will answer them for you.
Okay.
And he will do it. Well, Mr. Marketson, your turn, and then you're the last speaker. I don't expect Mr. Packard to come up to the podium and be and have to answer questions that way. I'm saying that he is available any time during business hours to answer questions about the letter that was sent. I'm sure that you do. I'd have questions if I got a letter like that, too. What I'm just telling you is that the author of the letter is the one who you should be directing questions to, but not during the board meeting, not during public comment. We're not. That's the misconception. We're not the boss of the prosecution team. We are the board.
We didn't. Harvey Packard did.
No.
Then why is your headline news here? Ask Mr. Packard.
Ask Mr. Packard. Okay. Mr. Marketson.
Richard Marketson. I also have that same concern. I'm curious whether any of the board members actually have seen this letter yet. Second page, this paragraph is very disturbing. The Water Board began enforcement by using cease and desist orders to a group of individuals in the prohibition zone. If the Water Board were to issue you a cease and desist order, it would require you to hook up to a community wastewater system within 60 days of its availability, whenever that is, or otherwise cease discharging in violation of the prohibition. However, if the county's wastewater project does not proceed and fails to meet certain milestones, including approval of a benefits assessment, i.e. special tax to pay for part of the community wastewater system, then you would have to eliminate your septic system discharge by January 1st, 2011. Let me read that sentence again. However, if the county wastewater project does not proceed and fails to meet certain milestones, but the only milestone that's talked about in the rest of this is an assessment. This is a total attempt by staff, then, if you had no part in this, of trying to influence an election in Los Osos. And at some point, Los Osos is going to wake up and realize that you can't force those people, and it'll never happen in this country, that 5,000 homes are going to have to walk away from their homes and cease discharge, like the scare tactic is out there. And at some point, these people are going to say, what the hell are we doing here, and why the hell are we listening to you? This community wants a sewer system. But Ms. Walsh is absolutely right. I'm not voting for the next assessment if this is the bully tactic. And of the people that are in this room, if you ask them to stand, those that won't be voting for the next assessment that voted for the last assessment, I bet they'd all be standing. My other concern is the several parties expressed concern for this process is too slow. Were those the same people, Pandora Nash-Karner, Jerry Gregory, Leon Van Burden, that contacted the Water Board within hours of the recall election, asking you to find, asking your board and staff to find us out of existence? We have a public records request in as of today for all those emails, all those correspondence concerning with that paragraph. And then on just, this may be petty, but in the last paragraph, it says, if you are interested in the documents related to the prohibition zone and individual enforcement actions, you may review them at the letterhead address during normal business hours or online at. Online at. And let me read the website address. 64 characters. https://www.waterboards.california/central/coast/los%20osos/index.htm. That's really facilitating the passage of information to the community.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Margetson. That's the last public comment. Did you have a card? Huh. How did that happen? Huh. Yeah, the building one. Well, go ahead. I saw it. I called it Larry Bishop, right?
Yes,
okay,
Larry Bishop.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Put me on the clock. I'm the last one to speak and the first one. Anyway, my problem is today is that I have been denied access to appeal a decision by the staff. I wanted to appeal it to the board. A quick synopsis was that I've been trying for 2 years to get a building permit. And last December, the county informed me that one of the bathrooms was unpermitted. So I sent a letter to Allison Dominguez, which she wrote back with Harvey's signature saying, the Water Board will not authorize the inclusion of an unpermitted bathroom. There's no reason. As you know, I've been working with the CDO for a year and have found nothing in any document that says that you cannot have a bathroom or anything else. But in the same manner of that, that was signed by Harvey for Roger Briggs. In 1988, Roger Briggs sent a letter to the county saying what could be permitted. And in that letter, the bathroom could be permitted under that, but Harvey Packard says no. I asked in January to be put on the meeting, and I was informed that it was too late to be put on the January meeting. I asked to be put on the February meeting, and I was told that that would take the staff too long to prepare, and they wouldn't be able to get on the February meeting. And I asked to be on the March meeting, and I was told you're not going to do anything of Los Osos. And then I was informed that I was past my 30 days to appeal the process. And to top it off, I get the notice of violation yesterday, and in there, it says nothing that says bathrooms are illegal. And I'll challenge anybody to prove to me that a perfectly working bathroom discharges. People discharge. Bathrooms do not. So I'm asking the board to be able to have time to be on the agenda to properly appeal this decision the right way. I have been trying to get an unpermitted bathroom permitted. I'm trying to obey the law, trying to make things right, and I'm told that it's better to just have an unpermitted bathroom and go on with it. The main part of this unpermitted bathroom is the bathroom was built in 1973 prior to the basin plan. So this is a grandfathered bathroom.
Let me ask Mr. Thomas what he knows, if anything.
I don't know the answer to the question of whether you can bring an appeal to the board now. We'll have to talk to John Richards about it.
Do you know about his concern about the bathroom and any discussions he's had with Harvey?
I know that the discussions have been going on, yes.
Okay. And
I think you copied me on an email.
Copied you an email. I talked to you on the phone, and you said, talk to Harvey.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can agendize this because of the pending enforcement action. We'll have to talk to John Richards.
I have forgotten. Does he have an individual CDO that...
I have an individual CDO on one piece of property, and
on this
piece of property, I do not have one. I have a notice of violation now.
Right.
But all this was going on prior to the notice of violation.
Why don't we hear it? Yeah, let's hear it. It's agenda.
Yeah, well, it's...
We still have to see if we can legally do it. We'll have to talk to John.
Well, legally do it because time has passed?
Has passed and the enforcement actions are ongoing.
Well, but
the
real enforcement action is the other property. Mm-hmm. This one, at this point, there's nothing pending.
Mm-hmm.
There's the NOV that's been sent out, but there's nothing that has been calendared. There's nothing before the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to look at how we can address the situation with his bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He's been waiting 9 months, 3 months to get on this calendar.
Yeah, I mean, is it something that the board itself has to deal with? Russ, do you know anything about this?
Well, it was before my time, and that goes way, way back, but there was a notice of prohibition for any additional fixtures or discharge. I don't know how it's exactly worded. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen the...
I have the wording here.
Okay.
But the bathroom predates the prohibition, I believe you said.
This is from... Roger Briggs, 1988, subject Los Osos moratorium. It defined what could be approved. And in it, it says it can be approved that the project will not generate a new or increased waste or discharge. And also, it can be approved that the project will result in water quality benefit.
Hmm.
A new bathroom with new low flow fixtures improves quality. And a bathroom that's already existing is not going to increase anything.
Let's put it on the May agenda, tentatively. And if John Richards approves it, then we'll do it.
Yeah, if it's something that the board... I mean, listen, if staff can deal with this administratively, and maybe you have and you've gone ahead and denied the request. So if that's what's happened, then it should come to the board so the board can deal with it. In context with, in an appeal process.
Well, he has a current letter that does deny.
I have a question.
Oh, he does have, okay, if he's got a denial then. I
have a current denial from staff, and I wish to appeal that.
Okay, well then we should go ahead and put it on the
May
agenda.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is, obviously it was before you bought the property that the bathroom was put in.
Yes, I've owned the property for 3 years now.
And then when was it found out? How did you find out that it was unpermitted?
I've been applying for trying to get the house built for 2 years. And a year ago, it went through the minor use permit through the county, which they were supposed to verify all building permits and everything is correct. At that time, they passed it. That was in January of last year, everything happened in January last year. In December, when I went in for the final approval, they discovered that they didn't pull all the permits and found that the one bathroom was not permitted. So I didn't have a whole year to go with this. I'm right in the last stage.
That's a whole other can of worms.
So, I mean, anything this board does doesn't mean that the county's going to permit a bathroom.
The county will permit the bathroom. The county. Okay. The only reason the county did not permit this bathroom is because they do not want to cross staff in any way. And all it would have taken is Allison to say, okay, yeah, it's an old bathroom. It would have been fine.
Well, let's hear it.
It's all quite permittable by county.
Yeah, let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay. We'll go ahead and have it agendized for the May meeting.
Okay.
So we can hear.
And subject to legal.
Legal opinion.
Legal opinion.
Yeah.
Better have John take a look at that.
Yeah, I don't know that John is the lawyer that should look at that. I mean, because it's not.
Well, to be safe, let's ask him.
Well, you can ask him
and
first.
And then he can answer that
okay.
question.
If he says that Lori can handle it, then Lori will handle it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
It's a different issue than the CDOs. It's just a prohibition.
Yeah, and it's not a house that currently has had an enforcement item filed against it.
Not yet.
No.
It'll probably be a penalty.
Yeah. So maybe easier just to have John handle it anyway.
Yeah.
To keep that up. Okay.
Okay, who do I talk to?
Well,
Mr. Thomas after this?
I would talk to Mr. Thomas after this.
I'm going to talk to John Richards, the board's attorney
okay.
on the Los Osos case, and I'll contact you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Did the county make any say anything about a permit fee or a late permit fee or a penalty fee for not having it permitted at the right time?
Well, that's between me and the county,
yeah,
but essentially I'm trying to take care of all that stuff.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you knew that that part would be between you and the county.
I knew that they would probably hit me with some kind of a fine to get a properly permitted bathroom going.
Okay.
But I also know the tax increase is going to go up too. So. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have no more speaker cards, so that'll close public forum, and we will continue with item number 9.